Well, good morning, and it's lovely to have you all with us this morning on the eighth Sunday after Trinity. And Guy is going to help lead the service this morning. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you and also with you. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Blessed are you, Creator of all. To you be praise and glory forever. As your dawn renews the face of the earth, bringing light and life to all creation, may we rejoice in this day you have made. Blessed be God forever. As we wake refreshed from the depths of sleep, open our eyes to behold your presence and strengthen our hands to do your will, that the world may rejoice and give you praise. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you. Now and forever. Amen.
Amen. The first reading is taken from Genesis, chapter 15, beginning at the first verse. After this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward. But Abram said, Sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless, and the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer of Damascus? And Abraham said, You have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be my heir. Then the word of the Lord came to him, This man will not be your heir, but a son who is your own flesh and blood will be your heir. He took him outside and said, Look up at the sky and count the stars, if indeed you can count them. Then he said to him, So shall your offspring be. Abraham believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We put our hope in the Lord. The Lord is our protector and our help, the root of our gladness, and in the Lord we trust. May your constant love be with us, Lord, as we put our hope in you. Amen.
This part is taken from Hebrews chapter 11, beginning at the first verse. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land, like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. And by faith, even Sarah, who was past childbearing age, was enabled to bear children because she considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, admitting that they were foreigners and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And our psalm this morning is Psalm 33, beginning at verse 12, and we start with the refrain. The earth is full of the loving kindness of the Lord. Happy the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people he has chosen for his own. The earth is full of the loving kindness of the Lord. The Lord looks down from heaven and beholds all the children of earth. From where he sits enthroned, he turns his gaze on all who dwell on the earth. He fashions all the hearts of them and understands all their works. No king is saved by the might of his host, no warrior delivered by his great strength. A horse is a vain hope for deliverance, for all its strength it cannot save. The earth is full of the loving kindness of the Lord. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon those who fear him, on those who wait in hope for his steadfast love, to deliver their soul from death and to feed them in time of famine. Our soul waits longingly for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Indeed, our heart rejoices in him. In his holy name have we put our trust. Let your loving kindness, O Lord, be upon us, as we have set our hope in you. The earth is full of the loving kindness of the Lord. Feed your people, Lord, with your holy word, and free us from the emptiness of our wrongful desires, that we may sing the new song of salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
The second reading is taken from Luke chapter 12, beginning at verse 32. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed, ready for service, and keep your lamps burning, like servants waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them watching when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will dress himself to serve, will have them recline at the table, and will come and wait on them. It will be good for those servants whose master finds them ready, even if he comes in the middle of the night or towards daybreak. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I was reading a post from a friend on Facebook on last Thursday. She wrote, "Today happens to be the 50th anniversary of the proclamation by the ex-Ugandan dictator Idi Amin for the Asians, mainly of Indian origin, to get out of Uganda. It's around 50 years ago I came to Britain. I was 15 years old. Next year I will be curating an exhibition of a history of my life, Footsteps, My Journey. It will be a visual and written journal of my life, career as a fashion designer and now an artist, and the person of faith I am today. In my life, kindness from the people around me has affected me profoundly. I salute them all. Thank you. Today is a memorable day for me, bittersweet, but I accepted, I adapted, and I advanced. Triple A. I remember the first time I met Bernice. She arrived at my boarding school in East Sussex late one evening. I had been asked by my housemistress to take care of her, or to use the term we used at school, to be her shepherd. I can remember how scared she looked when I led her up the steep back staircase covered in tatty green lino. When I think back, I had absolutely no idea of the tremendous change and upheaval she must have experienced. As she has said herself, she seemed to accept, adapt, and golly, has she advanced. I am sure, like many refugees and immigrants, despite the difficulties and the trauma of having to leave your own country in haste, for Bernice and her family and countless others, the chance to come to the United Kingdom gave some hope of securing a better future for themselves and their children. But of course, it's not easy. Many people who find themselves living in new and different places wrestle with antagonism and prejudice, struggle with living in a situation where identity and belonging is not a given, and the surrounding culture is unfamiliar and alien. However, I'm guessing that what keeps them going is a deep sense of hope, that what lies ahead will be better. There is promise of a bright future. Our lectionary readings have this common theme running through them this week, and that is why I have included all four of them: Old Testament, Psalm, Epistle, and Gospel. There is a recurring theme of loss, hope, exile, and belonging. For the second time, God promises Abraham descendants too numerous to count, having already promised to make him into a great nation. As Abraham looks up to the night sky and stares at the multitude of stars, he just cannot imagine how it is possible for him to be the father of many descendants, while Sarah, his wife, remains unable to conceive. It must have felt as though God was rubbing his nose in it, making him contemplate the impossible with all the pain and disappointment that would involve. In Psalm 33, the psalmist writes, "Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love." This hope requires waiting for the Lord, confident that he is our help and our shield. Scripture tells us that those who hope in the Lord are convinced that the Lord will deliver their soul from death and keep them alive from famine, trusting in his holy name. Meanwhile, the writer to the Hebrews catalogues heroes of faith. What a chapter, chapter 11 of Hebrews is, and it's well worth reading if you have a spare 5 minutes. These are the heroes of faith, strangers and exiles on the earth, who all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and desiring a better country, that is, a heavenly one. These are people of deep faith, a faith that consists of persistent hope in the promises of God. These are people who believed in the word of God, and that belief is, as it was for Abraham, credited to them as righteousness. They are like the servants in Luke's gospel, faithfully watching and waiting for the master to return from the wedding feast. These servants don't give up. They persist in waiting, ready to jump into action at any moment. They keep awake all night if needs be. They are watching and waiting, ever hopeful that the master who they love will return home. And when he does, they will run to meet him. There is an urgency in Jesus' teaching. Stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning. Or as it used to be translated, have your loins girded. Make sure your loins are girded today. In other words, make sure that your robes are pulled up high enough so that you can run towards the master, our treasure, with arms wide open, eager to meet him. The servants who believe, the ones who have faith that the master will return, are eventually rewarded. Each one of these readings describes the lives of the faithful. Each explores what faith looks and feels like in the world we actually live in. Abraham's belief is credited to him as righteousness. The eye of the Lord is on those who trust him as their help and shield. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. The servants who put their faith in their master's return are blessed and rewarded. So this is what faith looks like. This is the real deal. So what exactly is it? Well, clearly, it is far more than being able to recite the creed to know the words off by heart. The sort of faith as described in Genesis, the Psalms, Hebrews, and Luke has, I think, far more akin with my friend's experience as a Ugandan refugee or my daughter-in-law's grandparents who escaped Vietnam by boat, or the Windrush generation, or the countless Afghans, Syrians, and Ukrainians, and people from other nations who have made their way here and to other places by various means to find a new life and to find hope. Our readings for today describe the faithful who set out like Abraham, not knowing where he was going, but being obedient to God's call and trusting in the hope that he was to receive an inheritance. So faith, as described in today's passages, is not a final destination. Faith is a longing from deep inside. It's a conviction. It's a hunger and a desire which enables us, propels us to step out, to make a journey, to face new possibilities, to stretch our imaginations and to move forward, all because God asks us to, and he is faithful and he has promised. It is also to be like the faithful servants in a constant state of readiness for the master's return, knowing that he will come again and being ready to meet him. The opposite of faith, it seems to me, is complacency, cynicism, stagnancy, and it's nodding off and falling asleep. Faith is about moving forward, embracing the new, and knowing the call of God on our lives. God loves pilgrim people. He formed a nation out of pilgrim people. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. God loves the stranger, the foreigner, and the exiled. It's a recurring picture of God's people. That's you and me throughout Scripture. And we remember that the Saviour beckons me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. The home we are going to is the one that Jesus is preparing for us. And we are travelers, believing in the kingdom of God now as we continue moving and growing in faith, but one day being in the kingdom of God in all its fullness. Let's accept where we are, in this in-between land of now and not yet. Let's adapt what we do and how we do it to respond to the times in which we live. And then let's advance. Amen.
Amen. Lord, at the start of this new week, we pause to thank you for the treasure we have in our lives, family members, friends, places, activities, favorite food, all of which bring color, beauty, and joy to our lives. We thank you for all these people, places, and things which you have given us. Lord of the treasure store,
help us to seek for your treasure.
Lord, we thank you for the treasure of sport as many celebrate the victory of the English women's football team. As the Commonwealth Games continue, we pray for all those participating and we lift Christian athletes to you and ask that they may be witnesses of your treasure. We thank you for the treasure of our bodies and all that we can do with them. Eyes to see your beauty, ears to listen to music and words, the ability to play, make, feel, and do. Help us to use our bodies for your glory this week. Lord of the treasure store,
help us to seek for your treasure.
Lord God, we thank you for this season of holidays. We thank you for the beauty of the world around us, and for many, the opportunity to stop and stand and stare for a while. We ask that whether we are going on holiday or not, this may be a week when we can take the opportunity to be still and know that you are God. We pray for all the Christian camps, house parties, and missions that happen over the summer, asking that young people will respond to the treasure of who you are. And we pray especially for our own holiday club and for the children who will come. We pray for all those whose holidays are being spoilt by train strikes, airport delays, and long queues of traffic. Whatever our circumstances this week, Lord of the treasure store,
help us to seek for your treasure.
Lord God, we know that not everyone in the world is experiencing times of treasure right now. We lift to you those who have had to flee their homes due to war or natural disasters. We remember those who live in refugee camps or take their lives into their hands by trying to cross the channel to the UK. We pray for all who are ill, particularly those known to us. Jack, Jen, Alan, Eileen, Rosemary, Ali, Brenda, Kathy, Olivia, Gerald, Cynthia, Rod, Pippa, Joe, Dave, Jackie, Mary, Herbert, Helen, John, and Bob. And we lift to you those who are sad and sorrowful at this time, particularly the high-profile cases of those who have lost children to injury or sudden death this week. And we pray particularly for the family and friends of those who have died recently. Stephen Troke, Derek Wren, Jennifer Rowlandson, Frances Luxton, Peggy Southcott. Lord, in the midst of their pain, difficulty, and despair, may they somehow find the treasure that is you. Help us to be treasure bringers to those who need your comfort. Lord of the treasure store,
help us to seek for your treasure.
Lord, we are aware that for so many of us, earthly treasure seems in short supply. We pray for those who are struggling to make ends meet. We remember children who may go hungry during the school holidays. We thank you for our food banks and all they do to help. even though we wish that we had no need for them. Help us to keep our eyes and ears open to those who need our love and support at this time. Lord of the treasure store,
help us to seek for your treasure.
Heavenly Father, we offer the week ahead to you now. We know that your treasure doesn't come to us. We need to seek it out. Give us vision and wisdom this week to look for your treasure and set our hearts there. Help us to be treasure seekers and treasure bringers this week as we share what we have found with those around us. We ask all these things in the name of our great treasure, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Merciful Father,
accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And the collect for the day, the eighth Sunday after Trinity. Almighty and everlasting God, we beseech you to direct, sanctify and govern our hearts and bodies in the ways of your laws and the works of your commandments, that through your most mighty protection, both here and ever, we may be preserved in body and soul. Through our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The love of the Lord Jesus draw us to himself. The power of the Lord Jesus strengthen us in his service. The joy of the Lord Jesus fill our hearts. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us and those whom we love and pray for today and always. Amen. And we pray together. Lord, go with us. Help us to seek your treasure. Help us to look for all you're doing. Help us by your example as much as by our words to share your treasure and your life-giving story with the people we meet this week. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you, Guy, for helping me with the service. Thank you, everybody. John, it's good to see that you're there. We can't see you, but welcome. We don't know where you are, but we're glad to have you with us, as I'm glad to have everybody here this morning. And we hope you have a really good day and a good week ahead.